is just waiting for you to tell me that the audio is good is just it's such concentration. No, don't start over. Okay. I like the rawness of it.
The rawness, yeah, yeah.
So this is number 27, correct?
Yes, correct.
27. And, of course, I am Stephanie, and...
I'm Anthony.
Yes. And this is the Off-Center Archers podcast. Thank you for tuning into our...
Rambless.
Yeah. We're going to be making up words now. So this is actually the first... time we're using. We ordered new equipment, or not we, I should say Anthony ordered all the equipment, because I don't know anything about electronics and mics and specs and what does what, and I don't really have much of an interest in it, and I don't really follow it, and I can't really get into it as much to find out like what's better than the other. So this is all Anthony. So he got us a little... You plug stuff into it.
It's called an audio interface.
Yes. So we got one of those.
We got a headphone amp, and now we have two brand new microphones.
Yes. So
actually, we have four brand new microphones.
I can actually hear myself talk, and I think I have a lovely radio voice. I could be on the weather. It's gonna be sunny.
When the people on the forum, you know, listen to the podcast, they're like, "Wow, Stephanie's voice is like so natural," and I'm like, "Yeah, well, my voice is just super, super bass heavy." So
yeah, you overpower my headphones now.
Sorry.
It's like Satan's talking to me.
Oh, wonderful.
So, you know, comments are always welcome about the difference in the audio from our other ones to now would be greatly appreciated.
And also, just so everybody knows, since she's mentioning that, we're going to be switching the programs we're using for the actual recording of the podcast. So, the reason we're not using it just yet is I'm just not used to the way the program works. But the next program that I'm learning, in the process of learning right now, will actually split our vocals into two separate channels. So I'll actually be able to do a bass cut on myself and then pretty much do whatever equalizing we have to do to clean it up more.
Yeah, it's a lot of bass to cut.
Yeah. Yep.
So one thing that I wanted to pick up on with this one is the last two episodes that we recorded, we talked about our new AeroRest that we're trying out.
Right.
And it was pointed out to me that I kind of rate stuff like, yeah, I like it.
Yeah, you do a girl rating.
Yeah,
it's okay. It's okay. It's fine.
I like it. So I have to say with mine, as far as this is
which
what
one
I
do
think.
You have?
Which one is on my pocket?
Oh, Jesus. It's the True Glow Lock Fire is on your bow.
I can't remember names of everything. I really can't.
What kind of bow do you have?
A PSC Stinger.
Okay, there we go. Thank God at least you know that.
I really, you know what? It's no offense to anyone or anyone who makes products that we try out. It's just I really, really have a hard time remembering the actual name for whatever reason. It, you know, I could like it or not like it, or that doesn't really matter. Just for some reason, I can remember who makes it.
Right.
So I can remember either True Glow or whatever. But when it comes to like exact models and stuff like that, from one to one, like if you ask me, you know, different rests and stuff like that, I can remember the companies.
Right.
Of course. I can't remember offhand, you know, just on the fly, like, oh, it's a, you know, whatever, or this or that, or model series, blah blah blah. So it's no disrespect to the ones who make it. It doesn't mean I don't like it. I just for some reason I can't.
The name is not important to you. It's how it actually works.
Yeah, I just really have a horrible, horrible memory with it. But I have a visual memory. So
yes,
if you laid them out, I could point which ones I liked.
This one was on the bow first. This one was on the bow second.
Yes, I could. I'm very visual memory.
You're a visualist.
I'm a visualist.
What the hell movie was that from? I don't know.
Oh, you really had to say that?
I don't know. I don't remember it. We were just laughing our asses off at Elton John in the Kingsman. So
yeah, damn. I'll have to. Oh, I hate when you do that. Now I'll be thinking, I'll have to remember it. It'll come randomly back to me.
Probably.
Or, shit. Anyway, so my rest, yes, back to that. Overall, I did notice the first couple times that I shot it, it was off. I was shooting right. No, left. I was shooting left.
You're shooting left.
And I think you moved it twice.
Twice, yep.
To get it right. And then after that, it was pretty much dead on. I mean,
oh yeah,
you know, my arrows were consistent. Mm-hmm. You know, even with your normal sway that you have, because I'm not any kind of
professional
archer, so I can't say that my aim is never swayed by normal, you know, either my arms are unbalanced, or, you know, I'm having an off day or whatever it may be. So I have to say, though, that after we adjusted it twice, well, not we, you.
Right. Either way, you could just say we.
We. No, that's actually not good, because I noticed that you do all of my corrections or adjustments or putting
everything. That's because I want you to concentrate on shooting. I've been shooting since I'm 14, and I turned 40 in 2 weeks.
I know. It's like
so, what a decade. I've been shooting for a while. You've been shooting since last June of your birthday.
But here's the thing. I think that if it's my bow, then yes, you're here, but I should still be able to do things on my own as far as adjusting and installing and...
Well, then tell me this, that you want
to
do it.
So I have to actually do doing more, because you tell me and show me as you're doing it.
Right.
But I'm never gonna remember things as well as if I do them.
Right.
So I just have to get out of the habit of relying on you to do everything. So, that's what I think. But, okay.
So what do you think of your rest here, since you just went on a whole tangent about me doing the adjustments?
Ever. Anyway, after you did the adjustments, as far as accuracy left and right, it stayed pretty accurate. Like, as far as not letting the arrows wander as much. I don't know if that's a great term to put it as. Like, my grouping was pretty good.
Your groupings were fine. I mean, you were shooting 3 hours at a time, and all three were in the white on the target.
I felt like they were more stable leaving the bow, if that's a better way to put it.
Okay. Whichever makes you feel better.
Because it had the little, that piece that came up. Boop.
The actual rest itself.
Yeah. Yes, but no, it's called a certain...
On the old style, it was a whale tail, and on this style, it's kind of more like a fork that comes up.
Yeah, so it's boop,
comes up. Yeah, you flip the tab, and you hold it up.
So that was the only feature I had to get used to, because I pushed it in for it to come up.
Yeah,
because
you were used to your...
Before I drew back.
Right, well, you were used to your updraft that had the wide whale tail, that it didn't matter where the arrow was in the rest, right. It automatically centered itself when you pulled it.
So that's the only thing I had to get used to. If I had to change one thing on it, that's probably the only thing I'd change. Not a big deal, because the arrow leaving the bow was actually on point.
Right.
So far, I do like this one better as far as out of the grouping that we've tried out.
What's been on your bow?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Out of everything that's been on my bow, I like this one.
The best so far. Okay, because so far you've had, when we first got your bow, you had a Trophy Ridge Whisker Biscuit.
Yes, that was the very first.
Right, and then you went to the True Glow Updraft, the limb-driven one.
Yes.
Because the downdraft, I think is what it's called, is the cable-driven one.
Right.
And then now you have the Lockfire. So of the three IRS so far for you, your favorite.
I thought I had another one.
No. I was going to put the QAD on your bow, but you wanted me to order you to True Glow.
I think I had another one.
Not that I know.
I don't know.
I've had several. I've had the G5 C-Max, which...
Oh, because it's all about you.
No, it's not all about me. Every time I wanted to swap stuff on your bow, you were like, nope, I'm fine, I'm good. No. So, but yeah, you've had three. Since we started doing the podcast on your bow. It's the sights, though. You've been on four different sights.
Oh, you know what? That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
It's the sights that I've switched out more.
Right, yeah, because you've had the Archer's Choice on there twice. but once non-magnified and then once magnified.
Right, right.
And then you had the Microbrite, and before that you had the Trophy Ridge Joker.
Right. Oh, and speaking of sights, the Peep sight, I want to switch back to the one that I had when I was pregnant.
Oh, the Precision.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to switch yours back to
Precision. I want to actually see.
See how I find out about this on the podcast, folks?
Yes. Well, I want to see if the during when I was pregnant, the blurry issues that I had, if it was actually affected because of the fact that I was pregnant, I was getting tired quicker, I was just fat, so the fat was just getting in my vision. It was just like taking over.
Jesus.
But your hormones kind of get all shitty.
No, I know. No, you could see you were getting fatigued right away when you were pregnant, yeah. Especially when you start. You were still shooting, and you were, you know, 5-6 months, and you were just like, "Oh, I'm tired."
Yeah. So I want to switch back to that to see if maybe my vision's cleared up as okay. far as that goes, and the aiming is a little bit different because, it wasn't really a true opinion of how it was, to tell you the truth.
Right.
So I'd like to. Try that one back out.
Okay, I can put it back on there.
Can you put it back on here, or do we have to do it at the shop?
No, I can do it here. I switched mine out already. I switched out from the standard one. Now I have the True Glow Versa Peep, I think it's called.
Yeah, you did show me, too.
Yeah.
I think it's just yesterday.
It's a quarter-inch peep that has several different inserts. You can go down to 3/16, 1/8 inch, all this other stuff. So,
right.
I switched that out, and... On 3/16, I'm able to move that HHA kingpin out to its farthest spot on its mounting holes.
Mm-hmm.
And it, I mean, 3/16, and then with that sight as far out as it can go, it perfectly lines up with the housing.
Good.
Which is good. I'm like, okay, good. This is fine.
Right.
So we'll see how that goes. And then yours, I guess you want to do the, we'll put the Precision back on yours, and then... After the holidays, we'll concentrate on getting you your specialty archery one with the clarifiers.
Yes, those I definitely want to try out.
This way it'll clear up your magnification.
That I definitely want to see the difference on. That'll be interesting.
Right.
To see the difference between the before and after, after having a magnifier and then having the peep cleared up or not.
Right.
So, but all in all... As far as my thoughts on the True Glow Aerorest.
For the Lockfire.
I like it.
Okay.
I like good. It. I think it's because I'm going to keep that one until we try out a new one.
Even
like
me, it. You know, I'm from setting it up. It wasn't hard to set up, you know.
Mm-mm.
I eyeballed your center, and we did have to move it twice at the range. And it was like literally like fractions of an inch I was moving it at the range.
Yeah.
But
it took you like, what, 2 seconds to do? 3 seconds?
Oh, I had that thing on that bow and pretty much lined up and... Less than 5 minutes.
No. I mean,
the range. Adjustment. Oh, yeah, it was a minute each time.
So it's not a difficult thing for you to adjust.
No.
It's not like a pain in the
ass. You do have to be gentle because it doesn't have micro adjust on it.
Right.
You have to, you know, loosen the bolt and just nudge it just so little, and then retighten everything.
Right.
But, I mean, even with it not having micro adjust, it didn't really want to just slingshot and come loose and then screw you up all over again.
Right.
So from my aspect, from adjusting it and installing it and everything like that, I mean, it installed easy, it adjusted easy. I don't know. I didn't have an issue with it at all.
Good.
As long as you like shooting with it.
Yeah.
Once you got yourself adjusted to clicking the switch to lift the arrow rest.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
Mine,
what about yours? Yeah.
Mine, I still have the AAE. Shit, what the hell is it called? Hawkeye.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it. I mean, and for... A limb-driven arrow rest, that's like $30.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I paid for it off one of the sporting goods stores on eBay. And it is. It's a really, really good arrow rest. I mean, for the price. You could tell it's not like their big end one. It's got the simple little mounting arm just like the QAD Hunter has and everything. So it's nothing, you know, spectacular. But for a $30... You know, $30 out the box, limb-driven arrow rest, and it comes with the limb mount. It's worth every dollar it is.
Good.
So, if anyone's going to buy, like, you know, an entry-level arrow rest or wants to get a pretty, really good one for entry-level, this thing is the one to, I would say, to go for, really.
Now, what were the recaps on prices for both of ours? Do you remember offhand?
I paid $28 plus shipping for mine, and yours, I was able to get it for $56 plus shipping. So yours ended up being like $61, and right, mine ended up being like $32.
Not bad.
Yeah, no, they weren't bad at all.
But I'm sure if you can find one that someone's already used that they're just switching out of, you could probably get it for cheaper. And
probably.
Just to try it out kind of mm-hmm. thing. You know, it's better to try out from someone else who's used it, who hasn't abused it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And see if you like it instead of trying to buy something. Absolutely. You know. But still, even brand new, they're not
horrible.
Yeah.
They're not. They're still in the very, you know, budget-friendly style setups you're going to do. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, you're not paying $100 for, you know, a ripcord or more than that for some of the other arrows that are on the market. I mean, that C-Max that I had on my bow was retailed for $130. And to this day, that is probably the worst arrow rest that's ever been on my bow.
Oh, yeah.
So, had an issue with re-slingshotting itself shut after I'd fired, and it was limb-driven.
Right. You were getting pissed at
that. I was ripping veins off before they even left the bow.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, to me, that was out of all the arrows I've had, this one's one of the most accurate. I think it's actually more accurate than the QAD Hunter that I had on the bow previous to it.
Right.
I would definitely pick the Hawkeye over the QAD Hunter mm-hmm. any day of the week. But yeah, the C-Max was a complete, just utter cluster. So like everything that's been on my bow right now, my two favorites would probably be the Updraft from True Glow, and then now this Hawkeye mm-hmm. out of all the arrows that have been on mine. So.
All right. So that's I think the next thing that we'll be switching out are the strings coming up.
Right, yeah. So right now I'm going to test out that Versa Peep that I got and see if that helps me with my housing alignment, which, I mean, just pulling it back here in the house, it's a complete improvement of the last peep sight.
Now, for the strings.
Right.
Right after, which will be after the holidays.
Right.
Because everyone has to recover from that
mm-hmm.
cluster of...
Yes, of Christmas. Yes,
which
yes.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, we have our kids, and I really do like giving gifts to people.
Right.
It's just when you approach that one period of time when you're spending all that extra, it kind of weighs down.
Right. Right.
Like
right.
Holy crap.
Mm-hmm. I agree. You get a lot of money going out the door all in one shot.
Yeah. And it's not from your kids either. If it's from your kids, you're kind of like, yeah, that's, you know. That's
well, our kids are spoiled, so a lot of our money is going out towards the kids.
That's fine, but we'll know. Because right now it's diapers and formula. And formula is fucking expensive.
Yes, it is. I know.
Because it's not coming out of me.
Yeah, well, it's not coming out of me. Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, so now that your boobs have been mentioned on our podcast, all right.
I didn't say anything about that. I just said in general.
Kind of gives it away. Where does formula come out of a woman? Mm.
It could be those people on here listening that have no
clue. Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Mm. Jesus. This is probably why people like to listen to us, because it's just like a conversation. We just point out each other's like, oh, you're a dumbass for saying that.
And you're a dumbass for pointing out the reason that people listen to it.
That's fine. I don't care. I can be a dumbass. I like doing it.
Anyway, so we were thinking, okay, so strings after the holidays.
Right.
Now, we were going to go through...
I was going to go through one of the vendors of one of our listeners, because he actually happens to work at a bow shop.
Do you remember the name?
Of what? The shop or the person?
The shop.
The shop is Average Joe's.
Where?
In Minnesota.
Where?
Oh, Jesus. I'm going to have to get my phone out now.
What? It's always
nice
to mention.
Which is actually pretty funny, because when he mentioned to me that he happened to work there, I'm like, wow, that name sounds really familiar.
Yeah.
And I do happen to follow a lot of local archery shops.
Listen, we support the local shops and the smaller shops that are actually, you know, full of decent people. And
oh, absolutely, absolutely. But yeah, I told him, you know, since he works at a local shop, you know, after the holidays, you know, we'll get a hold of him, because the strings we're interested in are vapor trails.
Yes.
So that's the strings, or vapor strings, or whichever way it's said. But yeah, they're out in Coon Rapids, Minnesota.
Where?
Coon Rapids. That's what it says. I'm reading the address.
Okay.
So, but it is. It's Average Joe's Archery. Actually, he had posted a bunch of videos recently that I was watching, and he had some really, like, smashing
deals.
What's
their website?
AverageJoesArchery.com.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, but, I mean, he did, I believe it was the owner himself actually recorded a bunch of videos with a lot of their, like, oh, you know, the end of the year sale, mm-hmm. you know, for Christmas and whatever. And he had some killer deals on some bows and some setups on his, in his video, which it was pretty impressive.
Okay, so we'll be going through.
Yeah, I'll be getting a hold of them, and then we'll be ordering probably your strings first.
Yes.
Just so we get everything swapped out on yours. Cause,
what do you mean probably?
No, okay,
what is that
yours.
Probably?
Okay, we're going to order your strings first.
And Mister, then, I get all my stuff first. I get my arrows first. You have how many sets of arrows?
Three.
And I have, yeah.
Two.
I have.
Two.
No,
you do.
Oh.
Actually, technically you have three. No, you have two because we gave one of your sets away.
To a child.
Yes, you had three, just like I had.
I did not have three.
Yes, you did.
I did not.
You had a set of 500s from Gander Mountain, which are the ones we gave away.
Our children are sleeping.
Okay.
They're going to think Satan has come in.
Oh, Jesus.
They get nightmares.
But did it. You gave a set of 500s away, because mm-hmm. when you first bought your bow, you were only at 32 pounds.
Okay.
So you had those 500s. And then when you passed 45 pounds or 40 pounds, whatever it was, we had to get you a set of 400s, which you had you still actually have the Pro Series from Gainer Mountain, the mm-hmm. micro shafts. Those are the ones you have now. Plus, you have a set of 340s that were cut for you because you were like all hell bent up, like, I'm going to get to 60 pounds. I'm going to do it.
Yeah. And we moved my bow up to 52.
It was at 52. And now it's probably either at 52 or 55 that you're back up.
Well, weight. You did it one full click.
No, the last time we were there, you made me turn it up two full turns.
No, I thought you did halfway, and then I was like, no, you should do it
then
more.
Then you made me do another half turn, and then right. after that, you made me do another full turn.
No.
Yes. Yes.
No.
Yes, Tony. I'm the one that did it, so yes. You're up full two full turns, so right now, you should technically be at 55 pounds.
It doesn't feel heavy, though.
Well, I mean, not for nothing. Your PSC, on that stinger, you have... If I remember the diagram correctly, you have 12 full turns of back out in order to go from 70 pounds mm-hmm. to 50 pounds. But it really starts to gain tension after the 10. Like after the 10, all of a sudden it becomes like 2 pounds every single turn or something
right,
like that.
Right.
So, you know.
Well, we could just do it a half each one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But right now you're probably somewhere around 54 or 55 pounds.
You'll have to get it checked out.
Yeah, we can have it checked when we go to the range. It's yeah. fine. We can go this week again.
Yeah, we have our membership.
Yep, yes, absolutely.
Membership.
To a local shop down here. So,
listen, if they offer a membership like that, then it's worth it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
It's you're paying more that exact day, but if you look over a long run, as long as you go, more than once a month?
Yeah, yeah, which we go much more than that normally.
We've been, yeah. Well, we now it gives us leniency. Twice a week. Especially during the Christmas, it's like that's one thing we know is like, oh, we've already paid for everything, so we can show up.
Exactly, we can just go there whenever we want, and it's nice. Majority of the time, our daughter's with us because our son's off at school, and mm-hmm. she is passed out in her car seat from the 25-minute drive to the range.
Even still, she's still an infant, so she's just like lazy.
She just sits there and watches. Every time you shoot an arrow, she's like, oh, my God.
She's not a crier.
No. Neither of our kids were, which is good.
No. And he'll be shooting a bow probably in another year.
Well, he's three now, yeah. Probably somewhere around four or five.
Give him one with those little suction cups.
Little suction cups, great. And he's shooting his sister.
That's fine.
Look, she's walking. Not anymore.
That's what sisters are for.
Oh, Jesus.
To pick on and pull their hair.
Get picked on and bully.
You put gum in their hair and just mush it around.
Jeez.
Give her a G.I. Jane haircut.
Oh, man. Jesus.
I know.
It's fine. It's not going to shock me when he does it. I think that's going to be the funny part. I mean,
no, but it's what she's going to do back to him.
It's going to be that when they come out of her room when he's like seven and she's four. Look, mommy, I cut my hair. Mm. And he's going to be standing there guilty with a pair of scissors. I'm just going to be like, I kind of expected this.
She'll figure out something to do back to him.
Probably, yeah. She'll probably, when he's sleeping or something, she'll grab my buzzer and shave down the middle of his head or something stupid.
Yep, and then we know we taught them right.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, so have you been paying attention to Cameron Haynes? I have.
When am I not? I'm sorry. Joe Rogan, Cameron Haynes, John Dudley.
Yeah, I had to feel like I'm gonna. I feel like it's almost a little stalkerish.
I swear to God, I think if what the hell is it, JP from Bow Junkie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get me. He's been posting pictures from him going to the gym. I mean, he's an absurdly large dude as it is. He's like, I think he said he's like 6'4", 6'5". Him and, I think he's taller than Dudley.
It's like a Yeti.
This dude's arms are gigantic. It's like, bro, you're going to rip the string off your bow. Just chill out.
Yeah, if you get
attacked. Woo-saw, motherfucker.
But he can like right hook a grizzly if it comes charging at him.
Grizzly stands up, and he might be like, oh, this is kind of sketchy. I'm eye to eye with this dude. Well, not a grizzly, but black bear, maybe.
Grizzly comes charging, just stiff arm him.
Yeah, stiff arm. Stiff arm on 600 plus pound bear. Funny as hell.
If you could do that, you're like invincible.
But all right, so get back to your Cam Hayes thing.
My stalkerish.
Yeah.
You know, he
straight beast mode.
He just ran. Dude, this guy, he's what, in his 50s? He's in his 50s.
I think he's just off his 50s.
Either way, he is, because I think last time, because we listened to all the Joe Rogan's podcast with him, and
Oh, yeah.
We watch all his videos and stuff like that, and, you know.
Hell, I got the ones with him, Ranella, Dudley.
Yeah.
And there was another hunting guy that he interviews.
Greentree.
Oh, yeah, and Adam Greentree. Mm-hmm. They just stay on my phone. I don't bother deleting them.
Yeah, but he just ran a
30... And I just like how Adam Greentree likes to bust Cameron Haynes' chops about his teeth.
His white teeth.
Yeah, Cameron Haynes smiles. He could blind you from a half a fucking mile away, apparently.
His white teeth.
Yeah. It's the whitest teeth that Adam Greentree says he's ever seen in his life.
But he just ran a 31 mile. Just like...
Yeah, but that's he had nothing to him.
I know. He had nothing better to do, so he just ran a 31 mile. I mean, that right there, it shows you... That, I mean, it's all about being fit all year round, I should say, is what I'm kind of getting at. I mean, I started running again, and of course.
Well, you want to do your post-pregnancy, lose weight, which every woman on the whole fucking planet goes through.
So I want to start, with us doing this, I want to start kind of keeping track of, you know, and I brought him up because of the fact that he runs, like, ultra marathons.
Right.
And he still does everything else. He's not like just a runner. It's not what consumes him.
He says every day his routine is literally run, lift, shoot. Yeah. Doesn't have to be in that order, but his routine is run, lift, shoot. He's going to do all three every single day.
Yeah. Which is good because, I mean, whenever you go out, he can run up a mountain and not get winded.
Oh yeah, I know.
You can tell by all the videos that he's in of his hunts getting recorded, mm-hmm. that he's not winded, he's not out of breath, he's not ever, you know, he never looks tired.
Oh, I know.
He never looks tired. Even on some of the videos that we watched of him, what was he hunting? Was it him and his friend that passed away, Roy?
Oh, when they went sheep hunting?
Yeah.
They did them two together.
Was that the one? I don't remember, but they were up there, and he did not look winded or tired or any phased. It looked like he just kind of walked down the block.
Oh, I know.
But back to my point, I kind of...
Even Roy. I mean, Roy would go with him on these hikes. They would keep up with each other. And Roy wasn't a tiny dude. Roy was a big, chunky guy.
Yeah, he was stocky.
Yeah. And, yeah. I mean, but him and Cam would hike these trails with big-ass backpacks on, like, it was nothing.
But what I'm doing is I'm only starting off at, like a 3.1 or a 5K.
Yeah, but you're running a 5K right now 4 days a week.
Yeah.
At a minimum, 4K. And normally, one weekend day, you actually normally run a 10K. It's only this weekend we didn't do it because I worked an overtime shift on Saturday.
Right.
So it kind of ate one day of our weekend up. So we spent today as a family day, and the Christmas tree went up. We had the fireplace ripping and everything.
So, you know, I kind of want to keep myself, I guess, accountable. Because I want to start running. What I would like to get up to for short-term goals, I want us to actually start running in, actual runs.
Races, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
But They just call them runs. They're not really, not all of them are races.
Well, you want, by runs, do you want to start like doing the local, you know, hey,
yeah.
5K.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's fine. I'm not a competitive person when it comes to running. I'm not going to want to be like, let's join this marathon, blah, blah, blah. No, I'm not going to give a shit about that.
Well, I would like to do a marathon.
That's all you. I don't want to run that goddamn far.
That's fine. You can cheer me on.
That's right.
So I'll
be on that electric bicycle.
Yeah, right.
I think I can find my wife
from Demo Ranch.
Yeah.
Just don't fall down.
Yeah, and not embarrass myself in front of everybody.
But what I would like to do at this point is get up to. I can run three. I can run the 5K, 3.1 miles, and I can do a 10K, so 6.2 miles.
Mm-hmm.
It does take me a little bit longer because obviously I'm just getting back into shape.
Mm-hmm.
So my next one that I want to be able to do is a half marathon and then get up to a marathon.
Okay.
So that's my kind of my short-term goal. Sorry if I'm pausing. We have both of our kids in bed.
And our daughter's in the background grunting.
Yeah.
She makes this crazy grunt sound. You're like, is she awake or is she still asleep? Yeah. Let's wait.
So, short-term goals, I would like to get up to a marathon.
Okay, that's fine.
Long-term goals, I would
The short-term goal is a fucking marathon?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I would like to be able to get my mindset. It's all in my mind. I'm finding that...
Yeah, I have a problem with the running and this sucks. Oh, God, this is boring. What the fuck am I running for?
My problem is that I stop because I'm like... Okay, I set a stop for myself, and I'm not winded, and I'm not at a faster pace. I'm just like, oh, okay, it's at least a little bit faster than last time, so it's okay. I'm not really pushing myself to the point where I'm breathless or, like, exhausted or, you know, really hurting. So I would like to eventually get up to past the marathon.
Mm-hmm.
I really can't set a mile yet because... You know, I really don't. From after a marathon, you start getting into
ultras.
I don't know if over a marathon is considered an ultra.
I think it's after 50 miles or something, it becomes an ultra. Because isn't that girl that won that that crazy 230 something mile mountain race just run like a 50 mile race and like almost set the freaking time record?
No, she ran in 24 hours. She set a record for 159 miles. 159.5 or something like that miles in 24 hours. And she set a record for, I don't remember if it's women or overall, like an overall record or probably. If it's just women.
She's insane.
She was trying for 161 or 62 miles.
Oh, Jesus.
So, but she was on pace for that 159 miles for... It averaged out to be a 9-minute mile.
Yeah, that's what I remember reading. That for 24 hours, she averaged 9 minutes a mile.
That is insane.
Oh, yeah. That's ridiculous.
You know, I am not running a 9-minute mile right now. And for her to do a 9-minute mile 159 times.
Yeah, exactly.
Is ridiculous. But, you know, good for her. Are you looking up her name?
Yes.
She is... And if you listen to her, she was on Joe Rogan's podcast.
Yes, she was on Joe Rogan's podcast. It was actually episode 1027.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Courtney DeWalter. And, yeah, she's the one that won the MOBA 240. And she did it in under 58 hours.
The Mohab.
Moab, what did I say?
MOBA.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, sorry, video games on the brain. Moab 240, correct. In Utah, and she did it in under 58 hours. So she ran, it was 238 miles, the actual race.
She beat second place by 10 hours?
Yeah, by 10 hours. And then I will tell you right now, if you do happen to listen to Joe Rogan's podcast with her on it, when they start talking about the guy in second, make sure you're not drinking anything, because you probably will spit your drink out.
He's just fucking funny.
Because it's funny.
But he's a comedian, too. So
yeah, he is.
He kind of, that's what he does. He knows his punchlines.
Oh, yeah, and his timing is perfect on it, too.
Ten
yeah,
hours.
She did.
The 10 hours.
Second place was 10 hours behind her. And which even like, because we mentioned Cam all the time. Cam had done the Bigfoot 200 the year before.
Yeah.
And he actually finished the Moab 240 faster than he had finished the Bigfoot 200. So he actually did 238 miles this time faster than he had done 202 miles or 204 miles that the Bigfoot was.
Well, you get better as you go along. I mean, you know, you have a pace, you know, it's a set.
He's still almost 50, and the dude is unreal.
You know what? I think that's crap. I think that whole, well, he's this age or you're this age is a little shit. You know, I have to say,
and everyone we know that's listen, like 50 years old is falling apart. They're like, hey, 40 was great. When I turned 50, shit just went fucking downhill.
Listen, I'm really getting, and it's not with you, it's just with, it's no one in particular, it's just in general. I'm hearing a lot of, oh, when you get older, it's like this happens or this happens and you can't run this or you can't be in this shape or you can't do that. I'm really getting sick and tired of hearing that shit. Because just because you turn 50 or 60 doesn't mean that you have to automatically get in shitty shape. That automatically that you
Well, everyone expects you. Oh, you're getting older, you know.
That you have kids is like, oh, you're not going to be able to do this, or because you have kids, you're going to be in crappy health, and it's just what comes with it. No, it's not. The ones who do that, that just say, oh, I have kids now, so I guess I'm just stuck with looking the way I am, or I can't run anymore, well, or I can't get healthy, are the ones that are getting lazy.
Yeah, but it's also a lot of people that do have kids, and you know, to... It's not like with me and you. Like, when we have two kids, whatever... When in the morning, you know, or not in the morning, after you pick up Anthony from school, because right. In the morning, a lot of times me and you will go shoot, you know, twice a week probably. And then after you pick up Anthony from school, you know, I'm like, yeah, you know, we got the little gym on the property here, the apartment development. And yeah, go do your running. That doesn't happen in a lot of relationships, not for nothing. It doesn't. There always becomes an excuse. You know, sometimes you even say, you're like, oh, sometimes I feel bad that I leave them with you like this and this. You have to go to work. And I'm like, shut the hell up. Go do it.
Yeah. But, you know, it's, I don't know. You know
it also depends, that's what I'm saying. It also depends on the relationship and their circumstance. Me, I'm more like, go get it done for you. Go.
Well, you know what? Then those people have to say, like, look, I need to put either a half hour or an hour out of my day instead of kissing everyone else's ass or doing everything for everyone else. You know what? You put in whatever time
away for yourself. I think that's the other reason I do that, though, is because I know, you know, I go to work for, I'm gone 9 hours of the day.
Right.
At least. 9.5 hours, probably, just because of me driving to work and then taking my half-hour lunch, all that stupid crap, and then driving home. You know, you're with our kids all day long. So that's why a lot of times I'm like, you want to go running? Go. Because right now, this is your chance to get 45 minutes, kid-free, go do your run shit, get in your fucking zone, get in your own head, listen to some music, do whatever you got to do, watch YouTube, because there's Wi-Fi down at our little gym. And just, you know, it gives you your own mental break, but you're also, like, achieving something at the same time. You're getting your run in, and then you get some of your own space.
Yeah, I have to go longer, though.
Welcome to Off-Center Archer's Relationship Guidance.
It's about just, whatever. It has to do everything with hunting too, because you have to be in shape.
What's the idea of it? I mean, that's why, like, even when we went to
I keep giving him like a motion with my hand to go down. It's because we have children sleeping, and he tends to, when he gets into a conversation, his octave, like,
I'm Italian, the hands start going, I start talking like a fucking madman.
Yes, and you just your voice gets louder, and I'm like, shh.
My bad. Sorry.
Oh, anyway.
Move the mic away.
Just back up. Just back up.
Well, I'm not used to dynamic mics. You're supposed to be real close to these damn things.
Hello. It's like I'm running away.
You see? I'm looking at her like she's retarded, just so everyone knows that. I completely lost what the hell I was going to say.
Yes, Satan? I'll call you. Is your number still 911?
666 it was.
No, it was 911.
Is he? Yeah. I thought he said 666.
No, it's your number 911.
Oh. We've been watching Ace Ventura since it's on Netflix.
Okay, anyway.
I don't know what the hell I was talking about.
Running and selfish people and lazy and...
No, that's what,
me going out and running.
Yeah, for when we went hiking. When we went to the Falls Park down in Greenville.
Yes.
You know, we took the kids and everything like that, and we went and did everything. Mm-hmm. You know, you had her strapped to your chest,
mm-hmm.
Because you got the little baby harness thing.
And because the one that straps to my leg broke.
Yeah, yeah, the one that straps your leg broke. You know, and I had the diaper bag, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's in an Under Armour book bag. We use an Under Armour book bag as a diaper mm-hmm. bag. And then I was pushing Anthony in a carriage. And we probably did, what, 4 miles? Give or take?
Round trip.
Yeah, round trip was probably 4 miles. And it's not flat ground there. It's up and down and over bridges and this and
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but
it's
not a, it's severe a nice elevation. I mean, it's not a lot of elevation. It's just small.
Well, it's got those couple of two hills that are a pain in the ass.
But they're small hills.
Yeah, they are small. But, I mean, it's still getting out there and going to do it. You know, you're out there. I mean, you're carrying her and she's...
11 pounds.
No, I thought she was 12-something now.
Whatever.
Well, that thing was probably about 12 pounds. You know, and I got Anthony in the carriage who... He's 34 and change.
Yeah.
And plus the, you know, 10-pound book bag on my back. You know, and it just, you know, you get out and make an advantage of something. I mean, just go for a walk or do something.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe.
But those are things where we do it together a lot. Like, that type of stuff is what we do together.
Yeah, I think what I'm really getting at is just I'm hearing too many excuses. As we get older, we're starting to hear too many excuses. And maybe I'm just kind of maybe mentally trying to fix some things as far as, you know, everything, some of the things that are going on now, which is, you know, health wise. So we'll see. So right now I'm running 3.1s and then at least once a week, 6.2.
Right, yeah, you're doing 5Ks 4 times a week and then a 10K once a week.
Yes, so we'll see how much I can up it.
I just got to have time to get back in there and actually start running.
Hey, you know? I tell you, on your way home from work, just go there.
Yeah, but after I come home from work, after working on diesel trucks all day long, I freaking stink like fuel. I stink like exhaust fumes. I don't even want to smell myself of all the crap that's on me.
Yeah.
You know, it's dark out. It's 12:30 or whatever.
We'll figure
when I get
out.
Home.
Then I can go while Anthony's at school, and then when I pick him up, then you can go before work.
Well, we'll see. That's if anything, I'll alternate the days. I won't go when the days we're going shooting. The days where we're not going to go shooting, and you come home from dropping off from school, then I'll go do the run first thing in the morning.
Okay, so we're gonna keep you accountable. So everyone, listen up. He's saying, now he's smiling like, shit. Wait a minute.
Damn it. Damn you, microphone.
Edit?
Why do I record this shit? Yeah.
Nope.
Control-Alt-Delete? What?
Nope, we don't edit podcasts, so there is no
deleting.
Yes,
I know.
We have never edited. No, we have edited. We have edited.
Yeah, because I had to, because you kept naming my job.
Yeah, that was funny. I think that was my favorite so far.
Probably, yeah. We were dying laughing through that whole thing. I'm like, no, no, don't say my job. No.
Anyway, but besides that, I wanted to bring up, I don't know why I've been thinking about it lately, is bow fishing.
Yes, because, this has been her new thing.
Because, you know,
did you see it like on a YouTube video? Because I mean, lately it's been like a YouTube fucking wormhole in this house. When it comes to watching certain videos.
No, it's not. No, it hasn't been a wormhole. Because a wormhole is
YouTube
going...
videos for us is not a wormhole.
No, it's
we
not...
can run Demolition Ranch or Off the Ranch or Vet Ranch for the whole day.
Stop cutting me off.
Okay, go ahead.
Your balls are showing.
Oh, Jesus.
What I was going to say is this is not a wormhole because I stuck on one channel and I've been just watching... One channel. It's
and our
not,
kids love it.
You're not... Yeah, I know. We've been watching Demolition... it's a combination between...
the same fan couple runs the whole thing. So, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's been Demolition Ranch or Off the Ranch, which is the same YouTuber that does it. And we've been putting it on, and our kids like watching him with the guns and everything. And our infant likes watching Off the Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's because all the kids on there, too.
Probably, yeah, because his kids are on there all the time. They're always running around.
Yeah. So it hasn't been... I haven't really been doing any YouTube wormholing.
Okay.
It's like a sport.
Yeah, it's YouTube wormholing.
That's when you go from one video to another subscriber, like another channel's video to another channel's video to another channel. And then you end up from, like, skiing all the way to like crocodile attacks, and you have no idea how you got from point A to point B.
We came across Demolition Ranch by accident.
You did.
No, I did. Whatever.
Because I found out about it from you, because you were already watching it.
I thought he was funny. I seen some. Matter of fact, he had made a video about shooting multiple arrows from a bow because of what game is it? God.
Yes.
I can't remember the damn name of the game. Whatever. And I own a damn game too. I own several of them.
You own a lot.
No, it's like a whole series of games. Whatever.
Oh yeah, because that makes a difference.
I know. But anyway, in the commercial, the Assassin's Creed. Shit, there we go. Assassin's Creed. The assassin turns his recurve bow sideways and he shoots out 5 arrows and kills 5 guys in one shot. So he made a video on that. I'm like, I gotta see what this dumb shit does. Like, something's gonna get hurt. He's gonna get hurt. And I mean, he was shooting 5 arrows off in one shot, 6 arrows, 7 arrows. It's just what he was doing was funny. And then some of his other videos came up, and it just got more and more and more hysterical. So it was like, oh, Jesus Christ.
He's funny. He's funny.
Hey, Bobby.
You should check. You should go look at his YouTube video. I like just mentioning people.
Yeah. Oh, and he always does stupid shit to the mannequins and stuff that he has.
One's Dan.
Yeah.
One's Bobby.
One's Lieutenant Dan because it's got no legs.
Yeah.
One's Bobby, which Bobby's in his outro where he shoots a 50 BMG at the mannequin, but there's a brake disc on Bobby's face, and you just hear, bing, Bobby.
Yeah. So check out his YouTube video.
Yeah, he's funny. He is funny.
Channel.
Channels. Pluralized.
Yeah, he has Vet Ranch, Off the Ranch, and Demo Ranch.
And Demolition Ranch, yeah.
Demolition Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Matt.
Yep, Dr. S, and he is actually a veterinarian. He's and a he vet. Actually pokes fun at himself about that also.
Not he's, a vet, like, army vet.
He's a
like,
veterinarian.
He's a vet.
Yeah, he's an animal vet, an animal doctor. But he does, he's like, well, I'm a doctor. Well, kind of.
Anyway, the back to the bow fishing.
Yes, bow fishing.
So it's not off a YouTube video.
Okay.
It's just...
So I don't know, maybe he had ran across the one with Dudley and his family when they all went bow fishing in like Louisiana or something.
No,
like
actually, I've never seen that one.
Okay.
But I don't know, every time we're in archery, the archery section of any kind of store, like Cabela's or something like
Cabela's
that.
Yeah, Cabela's and Bass especially.
They're always together. So you have your little archery aisles and then you have your archery fish, like bow fishing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not called archery fishing. It's bow fishing.
Bow.
So they're always together. So we're kind of always looking at them. And I guess, I don't know. It seems, I get so bored sitting there with a fishing pole. Because I don't catch anything. It's basically just putting my line in there and drinking.
Right.
Half
the time, that's the best part of fishing.
I know, but that's, I would like to actually, I don't know, be more... It seems interesting.
It also depends on where you go. Like, a lot of the places that they do bow fishing, it's because they're on a bow and the fish go absolutely ape shit when you're trolling by them and you have a whole...
You're on a bow? Or on a boat? You said bow.
Oh, whatever. You're on a boat.
On a boat.
And,
that song.
Yeah, I know. You know, the fish are going crazy. They start chasing the boat down is basically what they do.
Really?
And that's why they're shooting right off the back of the boat while the boat's moving, because the fish are actually like chasing the boat, which dolphins have a tendency of doing that and all sorts of stuff.
But we're not shooting dolphins.
No, we're not.
But I don't know. It seems interesting. So I don't know about as far as like, is it the same as fishing regulations or as far as, because I know they have certain regulations, but does it matter how you catch them? You can't throw a stick of dynamite in there. I mean, as far as, like,
well, that's illegal everywhere, I believe.
How you catch them. But, I mean, you know, are there any regulations on, I don't know.
Well, no, we'd have to look it up. Because I know down here we've been told, or I've been told, that it depends on, like, which lake you go to or which river you go to.
But it's,
like,
that's
the game warden
fish.
Or the resident. No, it's not even the fish. It's, like, the game warden and the residents there will just, like, lose their mind if they see you shooting a bow into the water.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
So
I guess we'll have to find out. I don't know. This is just out of curiosity's sake.
You'll probably know. I mean, people will know if we end up going bow fishing because they'll be, you know, hey, guess what? We just got like 2 PSE mud dogs, you know, for bow fishing and stuff.
And the only thing that comes to mind, which is mostly probably everything. No, maybe probably about 40% of the people listening. Mud dogs would probably think of Water Boy first.
Okay, because that was what was going in my head. Yeah. Water sucks.
the mud dogs.
Yep.
But I don't know. It's just curiosity, I should say.
No, I would definitely go do it. I mean, you know, what's the harm in it? Go out in there, have a good time.
Yeah, but the bow you can use. Can't I just use my PSE and just kind
of? You have to turn the weight down. A lot of like bows for bow fishing are normally like max of pretty much your weight, 50 pounds.
Yeah, because I guess you're just going through a fish,
right? So. And like you kill it. I mean, like your bow, we can literally put a bow fishing arrow rest on it, and the reel would screw in where your stabilizer is. So your bow, we could do it. My bow, it might be iffy. I mean,
could you imagine shooting a shark at 60 pounds?
That's 60. I'm at 72.
I'm just saying in general.
Oh, I know. That would be ridiculous. Yeah.
Go shark.
Probably go right through them even in the water.
Shark hunting.
Shark hunting.
Shark archery. Shark archery.
Go down to Florida and visit and go do it, probably.
Shark archery. That could be a new sport. Shark archery. Yeah. On the national. Oh, shit.
The national shit? Okay. It's that national shit series.
The Discovery Channel.
Oh, and they're added to their Shark Week programming?
Yeah.
Isn't Shark Week the Weather Channel?
I was thinking of National Geographic.
Oh, Nat Geo. Okay. I was like,
I like that.
What, shark fishing?
Yeah.
Shark archery?
Shark archery.
Whatever. I don't know.
Anyway, so I guess we'll find out more as far as seasons. Do they go in the same seasons?
Well, I think it follows the fishing season, but it's like I said, people like get real. From what I understand, people get down here get kind of like. Like irate about you using a bow and you're not fishing. Yeah. All right, I'm sorry. I find the way you do it insanely boring.
No, this is called shark archery.
Shark archery? Okay. We're doing some shark archery out here. Yeah. But there's no sharks. Doesn't matter. It's got fins.
I'm going to shoot a great white with my bow.
Jesus Christ, probably get launched right off the bow when that thing goes to run.
Oh, I'd probably die.
Oh, yeah.
It's my worst death.
Go to Australia and New Zealand. You can go shark archery.
No, I don't think so.
Why?
It's stupid.
You don't like the water anyway.
If we're ever near New Zealand or Australia, my ass ain't getting in that water. Ever. Ever. I'll stay in the pool.
Those fishies can swallow you in one bite.
Yeah, they can.
I know.
Are you kidding me? Those great whites out there. That's ridiculous. And most of Australia is uninhabited.
Well, it's like, the middle of it is, yeah.
It's what they say on that one show. It's like three, the size of UK, the UK, right. Three of those together equal the amount of uninhabited space in Australia, the center of Australia.
Yeah, well not for nothing. People don't realize, I think, how packed the U.S. kind of is. I mean, there's a shit ton of empty land where people own thousands of acres.
What was it? The population of L.A. is...
The population of L.A. itself, just Los Angeles.
In the city.
Like, oh, no, L.A. County is the entire population of L.A. County is the same as the entire population of Australia.
Yeah, like the whole continent.
Right. The entire population of California is the same population of the entire country of Canada.
That is sick.
Yeah.
That's
what I mean. People are like, oh, we're overpopulated. No, we just happen to fucking cram ourselves into these little spots like we're a cancer. You know, you look at LA and there's 7 million freaking people. And, you know, you go 5 miles from here and the houses are a half a mile apart.
Yeah.
You know.
No. Oh, you know, speaking of California, how I was. Did you ever
fires?
Go,
yes, I know.
No, no.
What?
Stop assuming.
Oh, well, that's
ass.
The big thing that's going on in California right now.
No,
it's burning.
Did you ever see that the thing I was telling you about the rock slide with all those?
Oh, the animal, the
mule deer.
Mule deers, yeah, mules.
Yeah, they got caught in a rock slide. I think there was in California. There's a rock slide, but there was a picture of like 60 to 70 mule deer just
got caught in the path of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess people were there just kind of putting them down. The ones that were kind of like almost
dead.
Oh,
yeah, the ones that were barely alive with broken legs and this and that. And
yeah, yeah. But
you know, the right thing to do is not to let the animals suffer there. Just dunk and be done.
That's insane, though.
Yeah, yeah.
For rock sliding, just coming across like a mound of
Well, California is known for that. I mean, not for nothing. The ground does move a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
The earthquakes and shit. I'm not living anywhere.
There's some things in about, you know, parts of this country you have to wonder why people live there.
Like Alaska?
If you live, well, Alaska, I mean, they teach their kids what to do. And, I mean, the Alaskan schools teach kids how to, like, fight hypothermia and, like, all this other crazy
shoot
shit.
A gun.
Yeah, the kids are allowed to bring guns because they might go hunting from school. I mean, their population is completely different than the rest of the world.
Yeah,
well,
but,
the rest of the U.S., I should say.
But think about it. When you teach a kid so early on how to properly handle a gun or any kind of weapon, a bow, a gun, whatever it is,
right,
then they grow up with a different mindset of using it, of when not to use it, of just everything about it.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas here, you know, in more populated, I know you're not going to give every kid a gun and run around with. That's just stupid. But I think they should start teaching them earlier on as far as safety goes, that they'll grow up with a different kind of respect toward some of these things. And it won't be such a big deal. Like, what's another way I can compare it to? Like alcohol consumption.
Right.
In overseas, a lot of countries, they don't have the same restrictions that we do.
Yeah, their drinking age is earlier in most European countries.
Yeah, but they're not drinking the same way that we're drinking over in the U.S. because it's held off for so long that these kids make it such a big deal.
Right.
Whereas the other ones that grow up around it, it's kind of like, okay, they're used to it. They're taught differently about it. And it's more accustomed to, like, okay, it is what it is. And you only drink it, like, I don't know, dinner. Or you don't have to binge drink it. It's just, I don't know, it's a different atmosphere. And I think it could be the same with as far as
I read,
like,
somewhere, like, in Germany, you can go to McDonald's and get beer.
That would be great. Maybe you would go to McDonald's.
No, you wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't. Mm-mm. No, if our son wanted nuggets.
We've tried to give Anthony McDonald's nuggets. He doesn't like them. He likes Burger King nuggets.
Okay, yes, so I'm lying on that.
So, no, we've already tried that. Our
if
son
we were stuck somewhere and I needed a beer and McDonald's sold a beer, I would go into McDonald's for a beer.
You'd probably come out with some complete, like, even taste like the shitty oil.
They would probably make a cheap beer.
The aroma has penetrated my beer.
It'd be cheaper than Budweiser.
Ah, it's Germany, so it's probably going to be stronger than Budweiser.
No, I'm saying if they sold it over here.
Oh, yeah, 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 probably.
That would be
most definitely.
Yeah, I don't see them putting money toward beer if they can't put, you know, money toward their food.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's whatever. Go raise your own chickens. Grow your own potatoes.
Well, eventually, I mean, if we have our way, I mean, that we want to, eventually we're going to end up having a house with some land. And, you know, we had already joked around, or actually kind of all intentions, all seriousness, you know, having our own chicken coop. Means we get fresh eggs every day.
It's not a joke. I'm serious.
I know, that's what I'm saying. In all seriousness, I mean,
it's not a joke.
We can, you know, if we're going to have land, I want to build a greenhouse.
Yeah, so that's another update of ours. We're looking at areas of what would be, because I want to stay in a certain radius for schools. For
right, because of our son, yes.
And
our kids, period.
Yeah. So I would like to, we want to buy a house soon, coming up. You know, because it'd also be nice to shoot in the backyard. Then we could do.
Well, that's the advantage of us wanting the lands,
yes.
Having land, is We can do the greenhouse. We can do the chicken coop. We can set up an archery range in our backyard.
Yes. Then we'll be able to do a lot more tests and stuff and more podcasts. And I would like to do more podcasts more often.
Yes.
So that's another one of our updates is
we're in the process of looking.
We're looking at areas of like, okay, this area sucks. This, we like this area. Okay, we need land. So not too much land because I'm not trying to be taking care of all this, you know, acreage right off the bat.
Right.
So that's where we are with this. That'd be nice. We could do more. Then we could do maybe some videos.
Yes, yes.
We start getting into actual YouTube videos.
Hopefully. And we just need to get a couple of decent cameras. I think we can get by with, like, if we end up getting, like, one decent, like, DSLR that can do a good frame rate. Mm-hmm. And then probably two of the newer GoPros, especially the 4K ones. Because when they're, you don't have them running 4K, they can run their frame rates through the roof.
Right.
You know, the GoPros now, when you turn them off of 4K, you can do 240, 300 frames or something like that per second for, you know, a slow motion capture.
Right.
So it should be fine.
And we can put one on you running so I can see if you're walking or not.
Oh, wonderful. Spy on me while I'm running.
Yes. Why not? That's what happens when you become parents. You become professional stalkers.
Oh, jeez.
Spy on your kids. What are they doing?
Yeah, I know. Just like the monitor. If you look at the Instagram photo that Steph put up, Steph has our son's baby monitor right there in the photo.
I am a stalker. Professional stalker. Hey, they'll keep him alive.
Yeah, that is true.
Until he's an adult. Then he's on his own.
Okay, so now, because we're at an hour now already. So what we're going to do with your bow is I'm going to switch out your peep sight. I'm going to put the precision back on so you can retry that.
Yes.
Okay, so good. And then, after the holidays...
After the holidays, we're going to order strings.
We're going to order our strings. From Vapor Trails.
No. And
from Average Joe's Archery.
Right.
We're going to call them up. And yes. We're going to order our strings through them. Because we'll be getting other random stuff through our archery shop that we go to and go shoot at. But...
Well, the little things.
Try to support more of the shops and just where, you know, around the area.
Right.
So we're going to switch your peep sight out now. Mm-hmm. After the holidays, we're going to get new strings, especially yours. But at the same time we do your strings, we're going to be doing your specialty archery sight and a clarifier.
Yes.
This way it'll hopefully clear that up. Most likely, knowing you, after the holidays, you'll probably be at 55 pounds, guaranteed.
And new arrows.
And new arrows?
Yes.
Which ones you want?
FMJs.
Stephanie wants FMJs. She's trying to be like me.
No.
Oh, I just got a dirty look. Anyway, and plus, we'll actually we'll have another one right after the holidays, probably right around New Year's or just after New Year's, because we have friends coming in town, and our one friend has never shot a bow.
Oh, that's right.
So, and I know for a fact,
I'll get video.
That's fine. I know for a fact he can pull back 60 pounds, because I've turned down one of the bows before when I was working on it, and I told him he could pull it back as long as he doesn't let it go.
When was this?
And when we were in Florida.
When?
Probably, I don't know, 6 years ago. Well, we'll find out.
Okay, a lot can change. I'll make him
try to see if he can do it. That's all.
A lot can change, buddy.
Worst case scenario, I'll take out the Browning with us, and I can turn that down to 45 pounds.
Or he could just pull mine back.
No, I'd have to adjust your draw length, and that depends if you don't want to shoot that day.
No, get out of here.
Then he's not going to be doing that then.
You're the teacher.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'd have to change your draw length. I'd have to change where your D-loop is for the different sight because the cam will be rotated. Whatever. We'll figure it out. We have several bows here. I can turn the Bear down to 60 pounds, 58 pounds, see if he can do that one. You know, the Browning goes down to 40 or 45, something like that. But we're going to take him to shoot for his first time.
Yes.
And then we'll have a podcast, you know, basically his impressions, see if he gets the normal, well, what I consider the normal archer response of, you know, that first arrow lets go and it's like, oh, shit, this is awesome. Yeah. Which was what Stephanie's face was the first time she fired an arrow.
Yes.
So we'll have that one right after Christmas. Like I said, they're coming right at the end of the month. They're going to be here for 5 days with us. So we'll have that podcast. coming then, right after the holidays. And then, you know, from there it'll be new strings, new peep site for you, and go from there. Maybe I'll see if I can do the, I don't know, we'll figure it out. I don't know. Maybe I'll do the same thing as you, but and get the verifier instead, because I don't have a magnifier on my site.
Why do you gotta be like me? Oh, why is it all gonna be around you?
It's not about me. You're the one that's gonna be getting the next like $300 worth of shit. Oh, shut up. So, but, all right. You good?
If you'd like a bow sling.
Oh, yes.
Go check out my page.
And why don't you mention how your contest went?
How about you stop interrupting me and I'll talk. Okay? That's the Italian side.
Yes.
It's talking over everyone else in the room. So, it's shooting skulls at in Etsy as far as my selling platform goes. And oh, I was gonna mention to you before I forget, our actual off-center archers webpage, I actually have the option to make that a store too, like put a little piece,
okay,
like a piece they could buy from the store. Okay, but I don't know how many people actually go to our website, so
I don't know. You're the one that's been controlling the website.
It doesn't
all that stuff.
It doesn't give me stats or anything like that.
Well, you can add a counter to it.
No. The platform we go through, which I'm not going to say anything about, actually does not give me an app that does a counter.
Okay. We'll see.
So we'll look at that later. Anyway, so right now I'm on Etsy so far, and it's shootingskulls.etsy.com to actually go to the store. Or you can just go into Etsy and just type in shooting skulls. And then my Instagram account, you can see it through our off-center archers account. So it's shooting_skulls.
Well, we have an off-center archers Instagram account. Plus, you have your shooting_skulls Instagram account.
That's exactly what I said.
Okay. No, you said you could see it through our off-center archers account.
Yeah, because you post stuff.
Well, yeah, we automatically share it from both.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Through it. Through it. So I have stuff on there. I keep adding stuff every week, if you would like. Right now, bow slings are 25% off. So they cost, with shipping and everything, $7.49 for each one.
So that's the pre-made ones?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then the custom ones are actually a little bit more.
So you can take a look.
Okay.
If you'd like. If not. We did have our giveaway that I did, which actually went pretty well. So far, everyone says that they are happy with them. I have posted a picture of one.
Right.
So far. We haven't gotten pictures. Well, no, we got two pictures. One was on the bow and one was not.
Right.
So, if you'd like, you can check out our Instagram accounts to see the one picture that they sent that was the one on the bow that I just posted. So kind of get an idea of what they look like. And
plus, you've been coming out with a lot more color schemes and whatnot also.
Yeah. And plus, I have the custom option. So if you don't, if you want certain colors. And if you want the yoke, the bracket mount that comes with it, that's also in the custom. That's not in the pre-made.
Okay.
So, because that is extra.
Okay.
But that's it for me. That was my last little
plug. That's fine.
Plug for me.
Plug for you. There you go. That's
Yay.
Fine.
And that is a free plug for me.
Well, yeah, because we're not sponsored by anybody or anything, so.
No, and I can't sponsor myself.
No.
That'd be a
not really,
weird.
No. So. No. Okay. Well, we're good.
You really asking me again?
Yes. I'm now wanting to make sure you're done now.
Just stay engaged, folks. Don't get married.
Oh, God. All right. Well, folks, have a nice holiday, whichever you're celebrating. And then we will be back right before or right as the new year hits. If we don't have another one before then, which I don't know if we will.
We'll try.
Probably give you an update on how Steph's running's going. And if she could actually get me to go run. So.
Hell's not going to freeze over. So this is Stephanie.
And I'm Anthony.